Carmichael, who takes it across, he's got a goal. Five, check ahead of midfield, 45 minutes.
Week 6, 1988. First time the Eagles were on Monday Night Football in 8 years. But this was at a game that everybody in the city talked about for days. And it was exciting. Eagles and the New York Giants at the Vet.
The Eagles in 88 were really maturing into a really good team. They certainly became a great team on defense. And on offense, the offensive line wasn't that terrific and they didn't run the ball all that well. But they had a dynamic quarterback in Randall Cunningham.
One of the amazing things about Randall Cunningham was that he was like the rubber man at the height of his career. Athleticism beyond belief, great speed, amazing arm, and the ability to elude a tackler even when the tackler tackles him.
That Monday night game against the New York Giants was really kind of a coming out party, I think, for that team. Certainly a coming out party for Randall Cunningham. Because the New York Giants were a real good team. They were a very strong defensive team, a very disciplined, stout defensive team, well coached by Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick. They didn't give you much. I mean, whatever you got off the Giants, you damn well had to earn it. And in that game, the Eagles defense played really well and fought the Giants. And the game was kind of hanging there for a bit. And you kind of get the feeling that it was just waiting for one big play, for one moment, for one team to kind of take charge.
And the play that will be in the memory of all of us, was Randall Cunningham.
Randall faking, now rolling with the football and being flattened at the 10, but throwing the ball to Giles for a touchdown.
All the skill set was on full display. He rolls to his right, and it's not a love tap that Carl Banks gives him. Carl Banks chops him at his thigh. He has the wherewithal to put his hand down. The knee doesn't touch the ground.
It's almost not physically possible to bend over as much as he did and not hit the ground and bounce back up.
Now, most guys would have probably just tried to dive for two or three more yards and be happy with that it wasn't a sack. You pick up a couple. Not Randall. Pushes off the arm, steadies himself, gets back on his feet, continues to roll, and delivers an absolute bullet, perfect throw to the back of the end zone to Jimmy Giles.
I mean, it was one of those plays that when it's over, you're just picking your jaw up off your desktop. I mean, you can't believe that you just saw what you saw.
When people recall the great career of Randall Cunningham, and it was one of the most entertaining careers we've ever seen, it's usually the play they'll call up first, because no one else in football could have made that play.
...1990, Eagles and the New York Giants at the Vet.
Keith Byers and Pepper Johnson are best friends. They play together collegiately at Ohio State. They're best men in each other's weddings. Their wives are sitting next to each other during the game, okay? And Keith and Pepper, while they're at college, literally wouldn't hit each other in practice, and it drove the coaches crazy. So these are two guys that were hands-off to each other because they're so close. But once you get to the NFL, it's a different story.
A lot of big plays in this game. Eagles won it easily. But the play that stands out more than any other was on a Randall Cunningham run.
Randall breaks down the right sideline, and Keith Byers has a bead on his good friend Pepper Johnson.
He was totally oblivious to a hard-charging Keith Byers, and Byers hit him with such force that the 700 level shook.
I don't know if I've ever seen a tougher hit in the National Football League, but these two guys, like two Rams, collide.
He's not laying out a punter or a kicker. He's hitting a 250-pound man and sends him airborne flying to the point where their wives were mad at each other. That's as good as it gets. That speaks to the rivalry between the Eagles and the Giants.